Morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Group 1 racing returns to Eagle Farm on the weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Of course, I think it's the first time since 2017 that Group 1 racing back at Eagle Farm, and got the Kingsford Smith Cup there over the 1300 this weekend. Looking forward to seeing how the field looks like when it comes out in the next day or two. But, I think credit goes to everyone up there, doesn't it, really, with Eagle Farm. And we know it's had its issues in the past and took a while to get right, but I think it's fair to say that Mick Goody and the team have done a tremendous job, and they just seem to be looking after the track well. But it seems to really return to its best, and looks to be a bright, bright future now, Eagle Farm. So looking forward to the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup, of course, sponsored by TAB as well there on the weekend. So. Yeah.
Home of the Brave. Oh, sorry, mate. Home of the Brave, $6. I am excited, and Trekking, $8 equals second favourite.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty open race, like most of the Doomben Cup was like that. The other, the Group 1 last weekend was a very open race as well. So I think that's the case with the Kingsford Smith Cup as well. Of course, it's going to be a good meeting up there. The Size Produce Stakes, the Grand Prix Stakes, and the Fred Best as well. The other main races up there, Premier's Cup as well, and the Lord Mayor's Cup. So, looks a very good meeting at Eagle Farm, and we get closer and closer to the big one, the Stradbroke, in a few weeks.
Yeah, we saw Chris Waller produce an exciting young colt on Anzac Day in Reloaded. Stepping out again this weekend?
Yeah, he will be. Where he steps out, we'll wait and see. I believe Chris told media on Saturday that he's more probably likely to head to Randwick rather than to Brisbane at this stage. But obviously his main goal is the JJ Atkins in a couple of weeks' time, 2.5 weeks' time. So he was outstanding on debut at Randwick on Anzac Day, and his trial since was outstanding as well. So the step up to 1400 should suit him down the ground. He should be terribly hard to beat wherever he steps out, and I'd be surprised if he's probably not JJ Atkins' favourite still after the weekend.
$4.50 right now for the 8th of June, the JJ Atkins. $6 a session, and Creator and Strasbourg, although not nominated Strasbourg, at $8. Have you got an update on the condition of Michael Hackett, the jockey that fell at Tomingley, the picnics, I think?
Yeah, there's an update from Dr. Duckworth from Racing New South Wales yesterday, saying that he's still at Liverpool Hospital at this stage, awaiting transfer to Westmead for rehab. He's awake most of the time and is talking, but he's still quite confused. His short-term memory's poor, and it'll just take time to improve there. But look, he's recognising your friends and family, still a little bit drowsy, so it's going to take him many weeks to get over this injury. So our thoughts continue to be with Michael Hackett and all the jockeys that were injured in that the horror fall at the picnics there. And it just goes to show our jockeys, they put their lives on the line every time they go out. And our thoughts continue to be with Michael Hackett after that fall.
Yeah, they certainly do. But racing returns to Randwick this weekend.
Yeah, you're right. Obviously, we had Rose Hill, the first meeting there, for a while, and now we're back at Randwick. So looking forward to that, rail in the true position. The nominations were out yesterday. They look pretty strong right across the card as well. So obviously, the big group ones will be up in Eagle Farm the next few weeks, but still some really nice cards down in Sydney as well. And like I said to you, was last week, generally, this is the best time of year to bet for mine these winter months, when we do get this consistent dry spell and good tracks and some races where there's only two or three chances really, and they just seem to be a bit easier to find the winners sometimes. So hopefully that's the case, and I'll probably put the mic on it now. But it's a nice time of year anyway.
You're a punter in form too, aren't you, Brad?
Oh, we try our best. But we had a bit of a lean run there for a few weeks, so it's nice to bounce back the last couple of weeks. But, we'll see how we go on Wednesday. Looks at first glance, looks a bit of a tricky card at Canterbury tomorrow. There's fields there. Having said all that, tomorrow does look a bit tricky, so we'll see if we can find one or two. But this day looks a bit tough.
Listeners, have pens ready.
We're relying on you, Brad.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, mate. We'll speak tomorrow.
Cheers, guys.